Is the government counsel here just for that case, or you got more cases?
That's the only one for today, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, we'll give you a chance to argue since you are here. But try to make it fairly short. If you'd like to argue, I mean, you don't have to just because you're here.
Certainly, Your Honor. I will. I'd be happy to answer any questions the Court might have. Otherwise, I would resist the lawyerly urge to talk and just ask that the petition for review be denied. I think that there's a number of different kinds of bases for
us. I thought you were just going to answer any questions.
I'm sorry?
Didn't you say you were to ask any questions?
Unless the Court had any questions.
I have a question. It's very – what the Board – let me just tell you what I understand we're faced with at this point, and just want to see if we're on the same page. The IJ found this person incredible – not credible, as to Armenia, as to Russia in general. But the BIA essentially proceeded on the ground that he was credible. Well, first of all, his grandfather was in fact credible, and as to him, they assumed his credibility. And they went ahead and decided that taking his story as he stated it, there was no past persecution.
Yes.
Is that where we are?
Yeah, I think so, Your Honor. I think that you basically have a – the immigration judge said you're not credible, and if you were, you don't – you have to deny it. And then the Board, it's not entirely clear, and that's why in my brief, I think it's better to simply move from the disregard the adverse credibility determination because it's not clear whether the Board intended to affirm that or not. It's a little vague.
It seemed to me they didn't say that they were going to affirm it.
They didn't – exactly. They didn't say we affirm it, but they also didn't say we disagree. But I think we can –
That's right. They didn't say you –
right. Right, yeah.
If we were to think that assuming what he said was true, there was past persecution mm-hmm. – then we would have remand for the Board to decide what it thought about the – I'm just trying to be structural at this point, to find out what it thought about the credit. We would say nothing about the credibility determination, and the Board would get another shot at that. Is that basically where we are?
I guess so. I think if – well
– Because they didn't – I mean, they sort of expressly reserved it in a sense. I mean, they didn't say – I mean, unlike
– some people presume for this – part that he's credible.
Right. Yeah, I think that the decision basically goes on the presumption that he's credible and denies it on that basis. If the court disagreed with that determination and remanded, then yes, I think the Board could still consider the immigration judge's credibility determination because they didn't seem to really make a holding one way or the other on it. But I would not surprisingly argue that it is supported by substantial evidence.
All right. So then why don't you go on and then the other piece of this is that he also, if we thought there was past persecution, there's still the issue of future persecution, which was largely portrayed as being related to his concerns about going into the army, and there seemed to be changed country conditions.
Right. In Armenia, there appears to be changed country conditions in that there is now a sort of an alternative non-military service option. And I believe there was still at the time in Russia. But even so, whether there is or isn't, I think this court's case law is pretty clear except for a few exceptions, that generally just simply a refusal to serve in the military and even punishment for that, you know, imprisonment or whatever, is not persecution because it's not on account of any protected ground.
So now, with all that organized now, could you tell us why you think that there wasn't either past persecution or a credible fear of future persecution?
Well, as to past persecution, Your Honor, there's simply, with Armenia, there's just nothing that I think even begins to approach persecution. There seems to have been some harassment at school, but I don't know. But he doesn't get into details of, you know, whether how severe that was.
What about his parents?
We don't actually know what happened to his parents. His testimony is always problems and difficulties. And the We don't know how severe those were. I would note, to tie up a loose end that was in the brief, his mother's petition for review was denied on November 20th, 2007, an unpublished decision by Judges Fletcher, Wardlaw, and Akuta, affirming an adverse credibility finding. So as far as Armenian, whatever happened to his parents, we just don't know what happened to his parents, whether it was difficulties, whether there were attacks. He says my father was beat up a lot. I don't know by whom or how bad or what, you know, for what reason. And then in Russia, there's simply one. There were two attacks by some
skinheads.
Yes, some skinheads. And one time he said he escaped and I wasn't hurt. The other time he was injured in some way. It's not clear whether it was a broken leg or a sprained knee. It's not exactly clear what the severity is, but both times there was no reports to the police. I mean, he's unfortunately gotten, I think, some very bad advice from an uncle who seems to believe that, you know, anything, you know, don't go to the police, don't tell the police anything.
Well, it might be good advice. We don't know.
It may or may not, but he also decided, you know, here's a fake passport, go to the United States on this fake passport. I think he's whether it's good or bad, what we don't have in the evidence, in the record, is anything that would compel the conclusion that, you know, that was in fact the case, that somehow he couldn't go to the police. And in fact, the Russian country reports state that the government has stepped up some efforts to curb or at least address these problems of nationalist violence against certain minorities. So I think there's just nothing in the record that...
Well, there's more in the country report than that, though. It also said police repeatedly beat and harassed and demanded bribes from people from the Caucasus.
In Moscow, Your Honor, if I'm not mistaken. And he was not in Moscow. This court's decision, Elitova, is Elitova Elisova, is one of the few cases where an Armenian asylum applicant from Russia petition was granted. In that case, relying on a 1996 report, so it's a quite old report, it focused on different on sort of the Moscow police and the Moscow police harassing people. He wasn't in Moscow here. He was in a place called the transcript calls it Remadov. I can't find that. I'm not sure. That must be a phonetic spelling. I'm not able to find out where exactly in Russia that is. But before that they themselves were, I think, were paying sort of protection, I think, for the to the police or it's not clear who they were paying protection for when they had a store before he became a citizen of Russia. But it's not at all clear either that there's nothing in the record to compel the conclusion that somehow that the police in fact were at all complicit in the particular events in this case. Unless there's anything further, the petition for review should be denied. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you, counsel. All right. Next case for argument is Manassian versus Mukasey.